Okay, Shalom Aleichem. So tonight is the 22nd of Adar, the Chav Beis Adar, which also happens to be the yard site of the Kotzker Rebbe, and also Rav Leibel Eger. Rav Leibel Eger, maybe we'll say Dvar Torah from him tomorrow. We'll get back to Rav Zuberstein on Thursday, Bli Neder. And I want to say Dvar Torah Lili Nishmas, the Kotzker Rebbe. Baruch Hashem, around 6 years ago, I was Zocha to be at the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker Rebbe's grave is at Zion. He's buried in the Mamash in the middle of a forest. I remember going, I think it was at 10 o'clock at night, it was raining, and you had to walk, we Mamish walked into this forest, and there's this huge tzion. Mamish, you guys think you've seen a big kever? It's probably from right over there to like the table over there. Mamish was big. I remember dancing like crazy. It was probably one of the most inspiring moments of my entire life. Kotzker Rebbe was someone who always looked out for Emes. He was Kulu Emes. What I mean by Kulu Emes? He always would emphasize to his Talmidim and to his Chassidim that everything they are in their lives they should be emistic. So let's try to say a Dvar Torah Le'il Nishmas and try to connect to the Tzaddik as much as possible. The Pasuk says in Mishpatim, in the last Pasuk of Revi, Kisir Chamor Sonacha Rovet Tachas Masov V'Chadalta Me'ozov Lo Ozov Tazov Imo. If you see your donkey of someone you don't like lying, right? If you someone you hate lying down under its burden, and you refrain from helping him, you should surely help him. So it says, don't hate him, but you should surely help him. The Kotzker Rebbe has an amazing psychological and I think a very powerful advice for someone that unfortunately doesn't like their friend. So basically, he says that the pasuk says, if you hate someone, you have to help him. The Medrash says that there's a description of all the evil behaviors that which hatred can lead. Right? If someone hates someone, chas v'shalom, which is probably an issur d'oraisa, to hate her. If he's a Jew, it's probably an issur d'oraisa. If it's a non-Jew, then it's probably a kovad rizpa. We're not getting into that now. He said the Medrash says that hatred could lead to several things. It could lead to stealing. It could lead to favoring friends, favoring relatives, dealing illegally with enemies, and finally acting against the wishes of Hashem. So the Rebbe wants to explain. Kotzker Rebbe wants to explain. Why does hatred lead to all these? Why does hatred, like just it's one midah? How could it lead to stealing, to going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to favoring friends in courts and this and that? How does one midah lead to all these terrible things? So the Kotzker Rebbe gives us a great insight, which is going to lead us to the last insight, one of my favorite Kotzker Rebbe Torahs in the world. Something you'll never forget. So when someone hates someone, when someone doesn't like the other person, what happens? You have all these evil feelings coming about, right? Right? The Lashon, the book, the Sefer that I got once called Nothing But the Truth, English Collection Torahs from the Rebbe. Because human beings are subjective and do not see their own shortcomings. As long as their hatred remains in their hearts, they cannot possibly help each other. Only after the hatred has been removed can people begin to see its ugliness, and then by helping each other become friends. So the Pasuk is saying, if you want to be able to help your friend, first you have to remove the hatred. First you have to remove the layer that's covering your heart. And then, and only then, you'll be able to help him. The Kotzker Rebbe is telling us, if someone has something against someone, for example, if Chas V'Shalom Meir did something against me, he would never. But let's say it happened. The next time I see Meir, I'm gonna have some sort of Meir. Then the next day, Meir asked me to borrow my car to go to Carl's and Gavin's for lunch. I don't know if I'm gonna be so willing to be able to do that, right? Because he did something against me. But if I remove that hatred, this is a very hard thing to do. Why? Because sometimes when we view people as their actions, that guy did something to me, I hate him. You don't hate him, you hate his action, right? So Kotzker Rebbe is saying, if you remove the hatred, then you'll be able to help, then he won't be your enemy anymore, and then you'll be able to help him, being your friend. And that's the Torah we should say in Shema. What do we say in Shema every day? We say in Shema, this is probably one of the first Divrei Torah that I ever shared with my wife when we were... When we were going out. I don't know if I should say that online, but whatever. Here we go. The pasuk says, and these words you should say for you today, I command you today, you should place it on your heart. So the Kotzker Rebbe, this is probably one of the most famous ideas of the Kotzker Rebbe. He says, you should place on your heart. What is it on your heart? You should place it in your heart. What does it mean on your heart? So why should you place it on your heart? You should place it in your heart, right? You want someone to penetrate. You want someone to never chas v'shalom remember the Torah. You have to remember you in your heart. What's on your heart? So the Kotzker Rebbe says an amazing thing about hearts, which is, I think, connects to this exact idea. Sometimes in our lives, we're not we don't have the proper surroundings, whatever. Sometimes we're in a bad mood, sometimes we're not in the right place, and we're not able to be able to grasp that Torah or grasp by the inspiration. So what does Katz Rebbe say? You can't place it in your heart because there's something covering them. So what does it mean on your heart? Place it on your heart so then one day when the Meretz Hashem in a couple hours when you calm down or you get out of that bad mood or you get away from that friend or away from that environment that's not for you, what happens? You place it on your heart, place that Torah on your heart or that feel on your heart, then the Torah is able to seep in. Then the Torah is able to come in together. Then it's able to penetrate. Right? Because if it's in your heart and you're in a place that you're not able to connect it, you're not able to do that. What does Adol Avecha mean? Place it on your heart. Because, you know, sometimes we're sad, we're angry, whatever it is. You place it on your heart, then you'll be able to connect to the Torah. Mitzvah Shemesh Mizocha, the Shabbos is Shabbos Shkolim. It's the very big Shabbos of Achdus. Why is it given half a shekel? That's the mitzvah. Because you're only Mekar in the mitzvah if you connect to another Jew. Right? You only have a full shekel connected to another Jew. So Mitzvah Shemesh, we do this to take this message of the Kutzker, be able to understand that once we remove the hatred, and the hatred won't lead to all those crazy things that the Medrash says, and the Medrash Tanchuma, Then we'll be able to help our friend, even the friend that we Chas Shalom don't like so much. We'll be saying, no, it's not him, it's his action. Then we'll be able to help him. And when we read Kriya Shema the next time, we'll read Alav Avecha, not in your heart, but on your heart, and able to connect to our friends, to our fellow Jews coming this Shabbos Shkalim, to come together, be able to be a full shekel. Shkalim.